This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We begin the program with, as we always do on Mondays, with Kevin Berhaney, part of Soy City Buzz on First Mid Mondays. You'll hear a very special edition tonight. Kevin, good morning. How are you doing, my friend?
Good, Brian. How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. We're here in the later part of November. The weather has been just fantastic. Nothing to complain about here.
No, it was really nice. Get out. I did a little running, did a little shopping for Christmas lights. Hey, you know, I found a new tool to hang my Christmas lights with. Have you ever heard of a pole that you can extend with a little device on the end to put your Christmas lights up in the tree?
No, I haven't. Where did you find that?
At Menards, but they have them at Lowe's as well.
Okay.
My son-in-law, John, told me about it. All the years I've been hanging Christmas lights and throwing them up in trees. I never knew. And hang, you know, you get the big step ladder and almost kill yourself on that. They got this pole and you just hook the lights to it and you hang them to the tree and it's totally safe.
That's funny. How many hours did you spend hanging lights in trees this weekend?
Just preparing. I bought the lights. I bought the pole next weekend. You know, you don't play Christmas music before Thanksgiving, and in my house you don't hang your lights until after Thanksgiving.
That's a hard and fast rule, even in an age of pandemic when we all need a little relief.
That's right. You know, some customs you just don't break.
I hear you. All right, tell me about this very special episode coming up tonight at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a funny story how it all came about, but Joe Buck of Fox, you know, he's the voice and the face of Fox Sports. He calls all the NFL games, the MLB games, the PGA tournaments. He's a three-time recipient of the National Sportscaster of the Year Award. He's actually, this year, he's going into the Hall of Fame in the National Football League, gets the Pete Rozelle Award. And not only has he done many Super Bowls, but he's called every World Series each year since 1996, except for two of them. That's pretty amazing. The special edition means he gets 50 minutes of the 55 minutes of the show tonight.
And who did you go to afterwards? I'm trying to figure out, like, how do you follow Joe Buck?
Well, my brother, because my brother Pat was responsible for me getting Joe Buck to do the interview. So we did 5 minutes on his relationship. Actually, it's his daughter's relationship. My niece Libby is best friends with Joe Buck's daughter Trudy, and they've gone all through high school together, and now they remain best friends in college. But You want to hear a story about how my brother got to know Joe Buck?
Sure. It sounds more like your niece, though, that should be getting all the credit here.
Well, it was, but it had to do with my brother Pat was on the development committee. You know, like at St. Teresa, they have the development committee to raise money for the school because they can't make it on just tuition.
Sure.
Well, they had the same thing at St. Joe's Academy down in St. Louis. He was on that committee where someone leading the committee says, "Does anybody know anybody famous that could be our MC for this big auction?" And he says, "Well, I don't really know him, but my daughter hangs out with his daughter. I could ask Joe Buck and see what he would do." And then, "Well, you could get Joe Buck." He goes, "Well, I don't know. I'll try." Well, you never get a kiss unless you ask for it. And he tried, and Joe said yes. Under two conditions. One, that he gets to be the auctioneer as well as the MC. And two, Pat is his handler, so he doesn't have a bunch of moms calling him up and telling him what to do. And that's what happened. He did it, raised about $500,000 for the school. It was unbelievable. They became friends, and here I am. I got him as a guest for an hour tonight.
All right, so talk to me a little bit about what you guys, the conversation you had for people who want to tune in tonight at 5 o'clock, or they can get the podcast anytime they want at NowToKidder.com or the NowToKidder app or the iTunes store, wherever you get your podcast. What all did you talk about?
Oh, man, a whole gambit of things. I hope everybody finds it interesting. But, you know, me being a St. Louis guy as a kid, I just had to talk about the olden days of broadcasting the Cardinals. So his dad being Jack Buck, a lot of Jack Buck stories, Brian. I think you'll get a kick out of that because you listen to a lot of Jack Buck. I asked him about Harry Carey. I asked him about Mike Shannon, Mike Claiborne, John Rooney. He's got wonderful stories about all those guys. And then, for some reason, Joe Buck is not liked in Kansas City, and he's not liked in Green Bay because they all think he was against their teams when they were in the Super Bowls or they're in the playoffs and things like that. And they also think he's arrogant. But I find him just the opposite. He is so likable, and he is so self-deprecating that I don't think people really understand this guy. But you'll get a really good taste of how friendly and likable he is tonight. Do you like him as a broadcaster?
Oh, yeah. He's a consummate pro. I mean, the guy grew up literally in the booth at KMOX with his dad, who is a broadcast legend. And if he grew up as a Cardinals fan, you know, anywhere in the Midwest, you know, you grew up with the sound of Jack Buck, his voice in the background. It's part of the soundtrack of your life. And I thought as his kid, you know, he probably had to overcome some of that, like maybe it was nepotism or whatever. But I think the guy's incredible. I really do. And I've always enjoyed him and listening to him and outside of the broadcast booth have always found him to be pretty funny. And I liked his book a lot that he wrote a couple of years ago.
Yeah, Lucky Bastard. It's a great book. Yeah, and you're right. He gets knocked a lot about being the son of Jack Buck. And he's like, he was entitled. He wouldn't have got that job had he not been. Well, you know, do they say that about Peyton Manning or Eli Manning? Just because his dad, their dad was Archie Manning? I mean, in America, in the United States, that's the way it always used to work. The son, maybe even the daughter, follows in the footsteps of the dad's career. Joe Buck traveled all over the country as a kid with Jack Buck while his dad did the ball games. He sat in another suite and pretended like he was announcing the games. And that's how he got his practice. His dad would listen to him when they got home and give him some advice. I think it's a great story. Well, I'll tell you one story that we touched on tonight in his book was a story about his relationship with Tim McCarver. I was a huge Tim McCarver fan. You remember him?
I do. Of course I do.
Yeah, a great catcher for the Cardinals, won the World Series in 1964 with Bob Gibson and Bill White. But Tim McCarver was the young Jack Buck announcer when he left baseball for CBS Sports. And they teamed him up with Joe's dad, Jack Buck. You would have thought that would have been a great combination. But at the time, Tim had a bit of an attitude and didn't like being teamed up with an older man like Jack Buck, you know, kind of the I don't know, I guess he's in his late 50s, early 60s. And therefore, the chemistry between McCarver and Jack Buck wasn't great, but it wasn't Jack's fault, it was Tim's. And basically, critics would write about the bad chemistry, and Jack Buck got bounced from the CBS broadcast because of it. And as ironic as that is, Joe Buck, in his young years, now, the Fox announcer, they team him up with the older broadcaster, Tim McCarver. And now Joe Buck remembers what happens to his dad, and he had to have a talk with Tim about it because he harbored some ill feelings about the way Tim treated his father. So he talks about that tonight.
That's very interesting. I can't wait to hear it. And, of course, as I said, if you can't get it live tonight at 5 o'clock, you get the podcast anytime at nauticator.com. Who else is on Soy City Buzz this evening with you?
Well, that's about it. We do, you know, the funny thing is we normally do four segments, Mac on Sports, and then three other segments. When I had to record this on Monday with Joe because of his schedule. I said, Joe, I'm hoping to do a 120-minute segment with you and cut out a segment of our show, but I would love to do two 20-minute segments with you if I could and give you the whole show, but it's up to you. And he says, okay, well, let's do this. I said, well, let's do what? Do 20 minutes or 40 minutes? He goes, let's do two 20 minutes. Well, it actually went 20 and about 25. Actually, it went 20 and 30, and I had 5 minutes left on the show to do. So I called my brother up, and he's the other guest.
I got it. All right. Well, we look forward to it tonight. Any plans? Clearly, the CDC and health officials are really worried about Thanksgiving and people traveling and gathering in large groups. I'm sure the Bahaney household will be keeping it safe this year.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really smart not to travel this year. I mean, this vaccine, Brian, the way they're talking now, there's three companies coming out with vaccines as early as the 11th and 12th. Of December, and there's predictions there's going to be hundreds of millions of these vaccines. So everybody could be vaccinated, they're saying, by the end of spring. So why don't we just play it safe, lay low, and let's get through the winter and wait for this vaccine.
Yeah, for the first time, since this thing really hit home, you know, back in March, there's an end in sight. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I don't understand why people can't just sort of galvanize around that and go, look, it's been horrible. No one likes it. It's terrible. We're sick of it. But now we can see there's an end game. You have something to look forward to, a place to get to as a community, as a country, as a state, as a city. Why can't people galvanize behind that?
I don't know. And I think everybody knows somebody that's got it now or has had it. I can't tell you how many phone calls I've been getting since I went public about mine, about, hey, my wife's got it, my kids got it, or I've got it. Tell me about what I'm going to experience, or what did you do? What did you take? And I mean, Brian, these are people I know, and I bet 20, 25 different people I've talked to about their experience or the experience they're having with COVID. So this thing's real. It's hit our town. It's hit our families. It's hit our friends. So, you know, try to stay out of the game of getting it. But if you do get it, then you got to really let your immune system do the work.
Kevin, we look forward to tonight and hearing from Joe Buck. Kudos on the interview. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a great and safe holiday weekend. Kevin Bahaney and the folks at First Mid who host Soy City Buzz on First Mid Mondays this Monday at 5 o'clock.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.